Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome into Long Meadow Church of the Brethren here on this wonderful Sunday. Brother Paul is out today, obviously being on vacation in Virginia, where he's going to be back with us next Sunday. But Preacher Barry is taking over and he's filling in today. So we'll see how this goes. But our scripture message today comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, with the sermon title, Being Grateful. You know, Brother Paul usually starts out with a little joke to kind of get things going there, but I kind of go in a little different direction. I thought maybe, well, give a little memo for the week, I should say. Usually, once the new week hits, I usually, on my little whiteboard in my room, I put up a little kind of word of encouragement or like a daily Bible verse or something, just kind of a positive encouragement or word of thought there, just to kind of really set the tone for the week. And so my memo for this week was, it was actually been the same for the last 2 weeks because, and this was one I actually wrote for myself, and I feel very confident in this one. It's, know your worth, know your value, and be confident in who you are. You were not created to be weak or to be an afterthought. You were created to be strong and to be God's masterpiece. You understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through Him. May God add His blessings to His passages. Let us seek Him in prayer. Father, thank You. Thank You for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit of my testimony, to be able to present a sermon to this congregation today. But more importantly, what is to be probably the stepping stone for what is to be probably a future calling down the road, Lord. I thank You very much for just the opportunity that I have to be able to share what's on my heart. And I just ask for safety, for comfort, and for peace over Brother Paul and Wendy and the boys as they're off on vacation. Just pray You would bless them during their time away. And I just pray that what I have to say on my heart today just blesses one another and impacts one another. And they'd be able to take some away from this today. And all that is said and done is for Your honor and Your glory. We lift all this up to You. And we love you, thank you. And all of His children said, amen. Amen. So the sermon title just kind of presents itself though. Being grateful, right? Brother Paul has probably mentioned countless times about being grateful in various of his sermons before. But today I'm going to kind of go a little more in depth and a little bit more into perspective about being grateful, because I don't really think we as believers don't really take the time to be grateful enough or really understand the perspective of being grateful. So the two perspectives that you really need to understand about being grateful is need versus want, and then isn't enough versus is enough. You understand what I mean by that? Think about a toddler who's walking up into a candy shop that won candy, right? He gets a bag load of candy. He gets all the goodies. He gets all the treats that he wants now. And he takes a little and he eats a couple of them. He says, "Oh, this is very good. Thank you. More, please." He wants more, right? Now, I know that's not, you know, that's something. But the thing is, we as believers, you know, that's not enough for us, though. It's like we want more. And that's the thing with this perspective about wanting versus needing and isn't enough versus is enough. So let me ask you these two questions. Do you ever feel like you have nothing to be grateful for? And how has knowing God changed your heart and your life? That's the two kind of questions you really need to be mindful and think of. March 19th, 2020. I think all of us remember what happened that day, right? the outbreak of COVID, when our world just kind of went down, you know, in a world of uncertainty, right? Kind of came crashing down. There was a lot of uncertainty. Man, various people lost jobs. We've lost loved ones, right? But we don't understand even sometimes the good that even came out of that too, right? And here's the thing. I'm actually grateful that COVID happened now. I'll never forget that very day, the day after when that happened. You see, you guys were right here, and I was here. What I mean by that is, you guys were here in Hagerstown, Maryland, and I was down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'll never forget that day. I was still at that time at Garrett College, though. I wasn't here in Hagerstown. That was a year later. I was at Garrett College away at a baseball tournament, and then I'll never forget that day when our president of our college ended up calling our head coach, and he said, "Hey, get everybody back on the bus. We need you all back here right away. This COVID is starting to outbreak, though. We need you all here." And so really, that was kind of the turning point of my life. That was kind of the turning point. It really just got this ball rolling, and it's kind of led me into where I'm at right now, honestly. I'll never forget that car ride when we got back to campus safely, thankfully, and healthy. But I'll never forget going back to my apartment, though, and I was just, I couldn't, wait for that feeling of ready to go home the next day. Because I kind of lost perspective of who I, was at that given point, and I didn't know exactly what was going on, and I didn't even know exactly what was going to happen next. Because I really just didn't feel like, I wasn't in the right exact place at that given time. And so the day after, I ended up getting back home, and I was happy to be home. I was happy to be with my family again. I was happy to go back to my own bed. Because that's the thing, it's kind of hard, going off on your own very first year of college, though, without mom and dad being there for you, or even going back to your own bed, right? And so, at that point, that's, when really I had to really reconsider things. Like, did I really want to go back once this was all said and done over that following fall? Or did I really want, something else? And so, I took the time to really kind of sat and reflect and think about it all. And it turns out I wanted to kind of be more closer to home. I wanted to be more close to my family, and I was actually grateful that all happened, because for one, I didn't lose anything out of it. It didn't affect me as far as my schooling or baseball, but it ended up making things better than what I had anticipated, and so I'm grateful. So the question you got to ask is, can anything come good out of COVID? And that answer is yes. See, that's the thing, though, is that this ongoing COVID, this ongoing pandemic, though, we dwell on so much on just the negative part of it. Yes, we have lost loved ones. Yes, we have lost jobs. We've lost a lot. And it continues to take a toll on our world today. Yes. But the pandemic, this kind of thing, this is where gratefulness comes into play. It serves as a reminder that tomorrow's not guaranteed. March 19th, 2020, and we are here in 2022. All of us are still here. All of us are still in good health, right? You need to be grateful for the little things. Like, you need to be grateful that you get to stand up on your own 2 feet and you get to take another breath, right? Amen?
Amen.
You get to wake up every single day. You get to breathe another day on this earth, because you never know when your last day could be, though. It could be a matter of seconds, minutes, days, weeks. However, we need to purposely pursue our dreams and goals while we can. And that's the thing. I thank God every single day, though, that I get to pursue my dreams and I get to pursue my goals. That's the thing, is that I wasn't on the right path there 2 years ago. I was set on, doing a program that all because, you know, all for money when it was something I really didn't want to do, though. And that's the thing. And then I was at, you know, school where, you know, baseball-wise, where it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel comfortable. It just didn't click. And so I ended up making the transition back here, and I got to really, you know, take a toll and take a, you know, ownership of a lot of things and do what I wanted to do. And I wanted to pursue, you know, the career that I wanted to, you know, do. Wanted to be a teacher. Wanted to be closer to home. Wanted to play baseball. Now, obviously, you know, what happened happened, but I'm grateful for that experience, though. You know, I learned a lot from that. But we need to be grateful, thankful in all circumstances. God wants us to believe that He works all things for the good of those who love Him. Be mindful of that. That's Romans 8:28. God wants us to believe that He works all things for the good of those who love Him. When wonderful things happen, it's easier to be grateful, right? But sometimes, we in our life, it's hard to even give thanks. Our life may be seen to be defined by lack or loss. And we have a very, very valid reason to be grateful for what Jesus has done. Why? Because of the gifts that He's already given to us for the rest of our lives. You know, we may not, you know, receive a blessing for years, for many years from God, but, I mean, He may not even answer all of our prayers and give us everything that we as believers want, right? But you know, the one thing that God gave us above all else is eternal life. Eternal life. But on top of that, that leads up to eternal life, He has given us access to the throne of God. He has given a loving relationship, give us a loving relationship with our Creator. He has given us a place to belong in the family of God. A family in God that is right here. Right?
Right.
He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and He took worthless sinners and set us free from prison of sin. Amen.
Amen.
So now comes a little deeper perspective as far as gratitude. Gratitude belongs with realizing that Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Apart from Jesus, our destiny is one of failure, sin, and death. With Jesus, though, we're destined for hope, for victory, and eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
All in all, gratitude becomes the natural position of our hearts when we realize the magnitude of what God has done for us. And that's the thing, too. Let me share another story, too. Last few weeks, actually, I've been busy working my other part-time job over at FedEx, though. This is kind of the time where most delivery drivers are starting to take all their vacations and stuff like that, too. And a lot of this is where a lot of people start filling in and everything like that. Well, probably since over the last year and a half that I've worked there, you know, I've encountered, you know, various people that I've worked with there, you know, amongst the whole entire staff. And the one thing is, though, that, you know, they callously mention is how hard the job can be. And it is, though. That's the thing. But here's the thing, that's with any job, right? You know, ain't no job that's going to be too easy or it's too hard. I mean, that's going to be too easy. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have, you know, obstacles put in front of you as far as a job, right? But, you know, you should be grateful that you at least have a job that pays you money and, you know, that pays your dues, though, every single day, right?
Amen.
That's what, you know, going to college, you know, sometimes school ain't meant for everybody, but, you know, that's the whole purpose of a job is, you know, you go there to work, you go there to make money, though, to provide for your future, your family, your kids. You know, you need to be grateful that you at least have a job and that you don't. Otherwise, I mean, you know, kind of left with nothing. And then you kind of, you know, you're riding by one day and you see these various people who are left homeless, right? So a lot of that, you know, you really need to really take more time to be grateful for the little things, right? That you wake up every day, that you get to take another breath, that you get to breathe. You need to be grateful for the things that you have in your possession. You need to be grateful for what you've done. You need to be grateful for the gifts God has given. You know, we all want a lot, all the time. Is there a lot of things I want? Sure. Do I get them all? Not really. That's the thing. That's where a lot of want versus needs comes into play, though. You know, we all want, but you really, you need to be grateful. And then, is and isn't enough. Now, I know that's kind of very confusing. You really don't have a deeper understanding of that, but, you know, when you want something, you know, when you receive something so great, though, and then you want something else, that just shows, I mean, it isn't enough. And then, when you receive something that's so great, and you are grateful, you know, then that's really when it comes into play where it is enough. It is enough, not isn't. Flip over to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Brothers and sisters, we don't really take much time to really be grateful for a lot of things. And we really need to start doing that. You know, this life of uncertainty that, you know, we kind of live in right now with whatever, you know, the pandemic being one, our government, you know, we don't know what the future holds. You know, we don't know what's going to happen moving forward, though. But, you know, we need to at least take the time to be thankful for, you know, what God has given us, the gifts, the blessing that He has given us, you know. I'm grateful for a lot of things, though. I mean, I'm grateful that I get to go to college, though, and get an education to pursue a career to help support a, you know, future family. I'm grateful for the well-spent 2 years that I had at ACC to better prepare me for my road ahead, because in a few weeks, I mean, I'm going off to South Carolina to play baseball and study to be a teacher. I'm grateful that I get to wake up every day to breathe again. I'm grateful that I am in good health, grateful for my family, grateful for my friends. I mean, there's a lot to be grateful and be thankful for. But, you know, when you have something, it is enough. When you want something, it isn't enough. So two main things I want you to take away from today are the two most important things that you really need to be grateful for, you know? Not just what you have, not just what you've done, but what sits right in front of you, right? What's there to be grateful for? This right here. This is something you need to be grateful for, that you have in front of you. Why? It's the gift of life, the source of life. Brother Paul once said, this is your sharpening tool. This is your guide for years to come, right? And then what you need to be grateful for is that right there. Is who? Who? Jesus. Right?
Amen.
He's set out, he's laid out, and he's already done so much for us. We give back time, we give back so much time and time again. But we need to be grateful for what? The sacrifice he made for us, the gifts that he has left us, the blessings he gives us, for what he continuously does on a regular basis. But be grateful for who you are and these two things that you have in front of you. Brothers and sisters, I was very anxious to see how this would all turn out today. And I know this is not really a typical sermon that you would hear much, but I feel very confident walking out of here with what I presented today. Now, it may not be much, but you know, I just feel that we, as a family, we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful for one another, too. We need to be grateful for what we have right here. That we have the source of life and the gift of life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you very much for just releasing all the nerves, the anxiousness, the anxiety, all the emotions that were in me today. I was very nervous of how this was all going to turn out. Putting all the words, the pen, pen to paper, everything. We need to be grateful for what we have, Father. We need to be grateful for the things that we have, for what we do, what we have done, for who we have. We need to be grateful for what you have given us. You have given us the source of life. You have given us the gift of life, the guide to life. You have given us your book. You have given us your son, Jesus. Need to be more grateful for the little things and not be greedy, not be needy, not continuously be wanting. We need to be thankful for what we have, for what we've done. Thank you, Lord, for all you did for us. Thank you for what you continuously do for us on a regular basis. Thank you for all the gifts, the blessings you continue to give us. And I pray that our family here today will be able to take away from my sermon today. Days moving on to this week, the years ahead, about what it means to be grateful. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to speak in front of my family. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for giving me courage. Thank you for giving me perseverance. And Lord, I say this right here, right now. This is not the last time I will be speaking. This is the stepping stone. This is the starting point for a future calling that you have for me. Thank you for all the gifts and the blessings you have given us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.